I have a feeling someone is going to eat well during this next story. It takes us to Mexico City, where Chef Margarita Carrillo Arante wants to inspire you with Mexican recipes. Forget the nachos and refried beans and burritos. Carrillo has more, she says. She spent years gathering hundreds of simple recipes from every region of the country for her cookbook, which is now being described as the Bible of Mexican cuisine. NPR's Carrie Kahn visited Carrillo in her kitchen.
On a chilly morning, Margarita Carrillo warmly greets me at her home high in the hills above the capital. I brought a pot of Mexican hot chocolate and some sweetbread to share. Sitting at her kitchen table, we quickly dive into the treats and her thoughts on cooking.
Mmm, it's delicious. It's very, very good. I have a slice of maca bread.
Carrillo says at its core, Mexican cooking is simple and easy. She says her book reflects that philosophy.
And I tried to give simple instructions. I wanted to just, when they read it, it's, oh, I'll just do it like that with no stress, no worry.
With over 700 pages and 600 recipes, the book at first glance can be daunting. But most of the recipes are really just a paragraph long with prep and cook times under 20 minutes. There are 40 different salsas, 15 egg dishes, and lots of street food favorites. We decide to make a baked fish dish with a spicy, nutty marinade paste on top.
Okay, chintextle.
Chintextle.
Yes, it's one of these pastes, energetic pastes.
It's made with smoked chilies, shrimp, garlic, pumpkin seeds, and dried avocado leaves. All the ingredients are dry roasted in a frying pan or a flat cast iron disc known as a comal.
Okay. Now the seeds. We'll dry roast the seeds.
So you just have a frying pan?
Yeah, just
nothing.
Nothing.
One of the misconceptions Carrillo battles about Mexican food is that it's greasy and oily.
In all of Mexico, there's the traditional cooking techniques. It's comal, steaming, boiling, hot stones, and the pit.
Oil and deep frying, she says, is a modern import.
This technique wasn't ours. It was brought to us by the Spaniards.
Carrillo is the real deal. In a growing field of Mexican celebrity chefs, she insists on keeping it simple. There's no Asian or Mediterranean fusion in her cooking, no foam or fancy layers either. When New York-based publisher Fiden came looking for someone to add to their line of authentic, country-specific cookbooks, they went straight to Carrillo. Gloria López Morales, president of Mexico's Gastronomic Conservatory, says Fiden had many great Mexican cooks to choose from. But she says Margarito is the most authoritative to write such a book. Until recently, Carrillo owned restaurants in San Jose de los Cabos and Mexico City. She has a popular cooking show on the Latin American Gourmet cable channel. And Carrillo was part of a decade-long campaign to get Mexican cuisine listed on the UNESCO Cultural Heritage List. Carrillo says she wants everyone, Mexicans included, to appreciate the cuisine and its techniques.
You know, that is really, really outstanding, the way this cuisine has survived through the centuries. Of course, it evolves, but you can eat the same tortilla that Moctezuma had 500 years ago.
After dry roasting the chilies, garlic, dried shrimps, and pumpkin seeds, Carrillo mixes everything in a food processor and adds some apple cider vinegar to smooth it all out. In a clay baking dish, she lines the bottom with a splash of olive oil, some sliced onions, then places a fresh chunk of local robalo fish. The whole thing is topped with herbs, covered with aluminum foil, and slid into the oven. After a few minutes, we get to sample.
Mmm, it's delicious. Congratulations.
I didn't make it, you did. I just watched.
It's very good. Very good. And so easy and so healthy. So be adventurous.
Carrillo says you will be surprised at how easy authentic Mexican cooking can be. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.